If you're trying to tell children not to go in the road, you might say, now you
better stay out of that road.
Okay, would you ever say, you daren't go on that road, or? Will you do this? No, I'm.
No, I don't want to.
All right. If you were in trouble and you thought someone should have stopped to help you, but he didn't, when you saw him later, you might say, well, I thought you could have.
I thought you might have stopped and given me a little lift.
Fine. And if someone asked you to do something, you might say to them, would you say, well, I might could. I might.
I'll do it if it's possible.
All right. Would you ever say, might could, though?
I might could. Yeah, I might say that sometimes.
Okay. What kind of owls do they have in this area?
Owls? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know much about an owl. We haven't had none. Yeah, I'm hollering. I don't know the devil, gentlemen. But they have a little old screech owl, we call him. A little bit old thing. He says, you know. And then there's old hoot owl.
Is he bigger?
Oh, yeah, he's bigger, you know. He'll holler. You can hear him. Or mile. Hoo-hoo.
I see.
They get to talking. You think they're talking. Want to holler back at the other, you know.
They may be.
Yeah, right now talking to each other.
There's a kind of bird that you'll find on a tree. In fact, I saw one in my backyard not long ago. He's really getting at the insects, but he's hammering away at the tree.
Well, there's a little old Guinness sapsucker. Yeah, we call him a little old Guinness sapsucker. And then there's a kind of a white with black wings and got a red head. They claim that's a kind of a government that's supposed to take care of them kind of birds.
Oh, really? That's the kind of. I saw one in my backyard and he was that big. He must have weighed 6 pounds. Biggest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that wasn't what I'm talking
about. No, that's not what you're thinking about.
These are small birds. So, like a quail, not as big as a quail even.
Oh, I see. What would you call him?
I don't know it. I just call him a red-head sapsucker.
Okay. Do you ever use woodpecker?
Yeah.
Now, what's a woodpecker versus
a
sapsucker?
Well, there ain't no difference in them. Just whatever you say.
That'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. There's a kind of animal that if you bother with him, he's liable to spray you.
That's a skunk or a polecat. But you know, they have a different mix of them. Species. There's a skunk. He's right black with a white spot on top of his head, and a city cat has got stripes down him. And he's the one to make you run if you don't watch out.
Both of them
bad, but the city cat is worse.
Which one's a polecat?
Well, you call them either one.
Either one?
Yeah.
That's a sort of a nickname?
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Do they have them around here?
Oh, yeah.
Both of them?
Run old men the road and you smell them on your car for no telling how long.
Mm-hmm. How do you get rid of the odor if you've been sprayed?
Well, you just got to take your clothes off, take it out, and put them on a fence and let them hang there mostly for a mighty long time. But I had a brother, he'd trap them, catch them.
Ooh.
And skin them, save the eyes. You know, he was a hard time. He had a bunch of children, about 6 children. The people wasn't hardly making a living. And he was just trapping with a dog. He'd catch minks and catch possums and coons, polecats, anything like that. Anything hide he could sell.
Who'd want the hide of a polecat?
Well, they make these just fine for us out of it.
They do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.